We're on the other side of the Glasgow Bridge now. The Broomielaw has turned into Clyde Street.
The river path has been developed to encourage walking and cycling with plenty of green spaces.
Up in the city centre to our left and the Merchant City, which runs from the east of George Square, there are many architectural reminders of Glasgow's mercantile past.
Here's Stephen Mullen.
These merchants, you know, they had a profound impact in urban development in Glasgow. The Shawfield Mansion, for example, was built in 1711. It's away now, but it was at the bottom of Glasford Street. So these merchants, they built these big Palladian townhouses, as they're called. There's also a Virginia mansion. Again, it's not there. But what we have one remaining, the Cunningham Mansion, which is now the Gallery of Modern Art, so you'd get an understanding of the living conditions that these guys lived in. There's another one, 42 Miller Street, it's called Tobacco Merchant's House as well. So that's one way, you know, certainly the Palladian townhouses, you would have seen Glasgow, Georgian Glasgow, really developing. But also industries, you know, they put money into cotton, as well as sugar works. They're putting money into that as well. So, and maybe just further outside Glasgow, maybe 8 to 10 miles, you would see the big plantation owner or the West India merchant or the tobacco lord. They would have the landed estates there, so you would see the improvement of, you know, the surrounding region.
Next, on the north bank of the Clyde, we come to Custom House Quay. Now, of course, Custom House Quay Gardens, because after around 1970, when containerisation led to the abandonment of the Glasgow harbour for freight and the concomitant rise of Greenock as a container shipping base, Glasgow then had lots and lots of riverside property that was of no particular value or use. The first quay to become a gardens was Custom House Quay. 1975, we see the start of the Clyde Walkway. We see gardens being built. We see a theatre or a staged seats. We see a now gone, but there was originally a bandstand, a cafe area and various other leisure facilities. Be careful here, because this stretch of the walkway is also National Cycle Route No. 7, which runs from Carlisle to Inverness, and Route No. 75 from Gourock to Edinburgh.
The decorative red bridge here is the South Portland Street Suspension Bridge.
On our right, the South Portland Street Suspension Bridge carries pedestrians from Custom House Quay over to Lauriston Place.
At the height of the British Empire, the English monopolised the slave trade, but they weren't the only nation complicit in slavery.
Everybody's just assumed that slavery was a peculiarly English problem. But we're Scots, and when I say Scots, it's overwhelmingly Glasgow, the Glasgow merchants. They monopolised the trade in plantation produce. So instead of the Africa leg of the journey, they go direct to the Caribbean, they go direct to North America. So I think that's one part of it. You know, that's Glasgow's specific niche, and particularly the tobacco, certainly more than sugar, because Glasgow's golden age of tobacco is 1740 to 1790. And this has been, you know, Glasgow really takes over the global trade. Hence, the city's colonial history is synonymous with tobacco and the tobacco lords. So I think that's been one part of it. But I think over maybe the last 10, 15 years, there's this new understanding that the slavery system was more than just the slave trade, you know, the trade in Africans. It was also about the produce and the exploitation and the expropriation of capital.
Looking to our left, just on Clyde Street, we see St Andrew's Cathedral, designed by James Gillespie Graham in 1817 as the first Roman Catholic chapel in Glasgow since the Reformation, upgraded to cathedral status in 1889, and now the Metropolitan Cathedral of Glasgow. The cathedral was refurbished, top to bottom, in 2011, with next door to it an Italianate garden commemorating those who died when the Arandora Star was torpedoed in 1940, while taking Italian enemy aliens and others to Canada.
Across the road, you can see more of the murals by Sam Bates. The diver, the Dalek and the elephants here, some of which you might find in the Clyde.
Looking over to the other side of the river, just slightly upriver, we can see the Glasgow Central Mosque, the largest mosque in Scotland, which was opened in 1983 at a cost of £3 million.
On the opposite side of the river, we can see the Sheriff Court building.
At the junction up ahead, we have a trio of pubs. Down Stockwell Street to the left is the Scotia, which claims to be the oldest pub in Glasgow. In front of us is the Victoria Bar and Clutha Vaults. Clutha means Clyde in Gaelic. All three are famous for live music and frequently host lively sessions of traditional folk and world music. You might want to pop in and check out what's on.
Sadly, the Clutha was struck by tragedy on the 29th of November 2013 when a police helicopter fell out of the sky and crashed into the pub, killing 10 people. Around 120 people were reported to be in the pub and local ska band Esperanza was playing. A series of fundraising events was held around the city, including a big night at the Barrowland Ballroom.